This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Super excited to have with us someone they call the First Lady of Nutrition. And I have to tell you, almost someone that doesn't need an introduction, but you've probably seen her on Dr. Phil, maybe shows like Good Morning America, read her articles in Oprah magazine. I was even on her website, her social media earlier today, and she was just on an Oprah cruise, whatever that is. She was cruising with Oprah. She is the First Lady of Nutrition. Never been with us before, but so glad to have her with us for the first time. Nutrition expert Ann Louise Gittleman. Ann Louise, good to have you with us tonight.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
I'm so excited about your information because I have to tell you, I heard you on another radio show, and everything you said was like, that's me, that's me, that's me. Like you were like talking directly to me. I'm 53 years old, and I work out like a dog. I mean, I have a third degree black belt in Taekwondo, and I go into the Taekwondo school on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I go for over 2 hours training in Taekwondo. I come out soaked in sweat. I mean, all the way down through to my underwear. I come home so tired that I take a shower and take an hour nap before I even start my day as a writer. And I can't lose weight. People will give me advice and say, well, if you just worked out more, and I want to strangle them because I'm working out so much, I'm almost killing myself. Are there people like me, like you talk about in your book, that it's not because we're just lazy and don't work out? There's something not right with our metabolism.
Yes, it could be a toxic metabolism. It could be because you have suboptimal bile flow or you don't have a gallbladder in the case of so many women that are over the age of 40. So there are many things that could be halting the metabolism. What we're finding, Jim, is that there is a universal slowdown of the thyroid these days. Thyroid issues are almost epidemic. We've got autoimmune issues, hypothyroidism. And I think part of that has to do with the toxins in the environment that are impacting the thyroid, as well as the lack of certain oils in the diet that are so important to burn fat, to flush toxins, and to rev the thyroid up. So we've got all kinds of things going on. So I felt I needed to write a book to set the record straight. And basically, Jim, I'm rewriting the rules of nutrition.
Yeah, because everything sort of goes in and out of fashion, just like the clothes that we wear. And you've written, I think, is it 35 books now?
I'm catching up to you, yes.
Yeah, 35 books. And the latest is Radical Metabolism. And I love the subtitle, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat and Reignite Your Energy in Just 21 Days. And I know you're a big believer in supplements, and we'll get into all that maybe a little bit later, but tell me about like the food situation, because I just tried like 3 months as a vegetarian, and I literally got so weak and so depressed. My wife said, what is wrong with you? Why are you so depressed? I would just like be holding my dog and start crying for no reason. And I decided I can't do this anymore. I've got to go back to having some meat in my diet. Are you one of these vegan people that doesn't eat meat, or what do you think about vegetarianism and my experience? I didn't lose weight. I didn't feel any better against all what I expected to happen.
Well, there are different strokes for different folks. And what I believe is that there's no one diet that really works optimally for everyone. I find it's more difficult and a little bit more challenging to eat a totally plant-based diet. I personally don't because I've got a very triple-A personality that needs the grounding factor of meat, and I need the protein that meat will supply so much more easily than plant protein in a much more easier and absorbable fashion. So when it comes to veganism versus those that eat meat, that eat a lot of fat, we've got something for everybody in radical metabolism. And the good news is that you don't have to necessarily be an all-meat eater, a carnivore, or a vegan to do the program. There's something in it for everybody.
Now, what is going to be, if I've got your book by way of PDF, they said your publisher sent it to me. And by the way, if they could send me a physical copy, and I would love that. And even if it was signed, I collect signed books
authors. Yeah, I'll make sure we sign.
Yeah, I would love to get that. But what's going to be different about like the first 21 days? Because it looks like there's like a plan. So is it like you do something kind of supercharge yourself for 21 days and then you go into more of a maintenance mode after the 21 days?
Well, you actually supercharge yourself in the four-day cleanse that we have. We have a very powerful cleanse, very high in what we call polyphenols, super antioxidants that are found in certain fruits and vegetables. And we use a certain type of soup that's made from watercress that's been known to have major weight loss and fat-burning powers. So there is a cleansing portion, which has been met with a lot of excitement. People get a good results, maybe 2 to 3 pounds in one.
Wow.
Day.
So during that 4 days, which Thanksgiving's coming up, this show is going to replay all throughout the year, but all right, well, I'll just say Thanksgiving's coming up. So I can't deprive myself of having some Thanksgiving dinner, but maybe what I'll do is I'll plan to do this for like the Monday after Thanksgiving. So tell me, do I have to go to the store and buy a special soup that says Anne Louise Gittleman on it, or can I just make this soup myself?
Oh, no, you're going to make it yourself, but you do need to find watercress or another bitter vegetable, because the key to my diet is bitters. My mantra is bitter is better. Very important for digestion, very important for gallbladder function, for free-flowing bile to burn fat. So the watercress would be the magic ingredient in the soup.
Okay.
And everything, of course, is laid out, you know, totally in the book. But watercress soup is a biggie in the book, Jim. So what I'd encourage you to load up on watercress even now when you're doing your Thanksgiving shopping.
Okay, now I know that you also you really love grapefruit juice and grapefruits. Is that right?
I do, because they're bitters. And the bitter science behind it shows that grapefruit actually has the ability to burn fat much, much more successfully than other fruits. Remember years ago, there was a diet, it was called the grapefruit diet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the grapefruit diet means that you eat a half a grapefruit, probably about a half an hour before three meals a day. So it's a half a grapefruit, preferably pink grapefruit. It's higher in these particular fat-burning antioxidants. People got extraordinary results, and it turns out there's real science behind it. So we utilize the concept of bitters in my program, and grapefruit is part of
it's,
it.
It tastes bitter. It's foods. Yeah, people would probably opt for orange juice because it's sweet, but you're saying that the bitter taste, and that's a flavor, we've lost the bitter flavor in a lot of our dishes, haven't we?
Well, there's no bitter on the menu anymore, and there used to be, and that's why it's so important when you look at the diets of the traditional Ayurvedic diets, some of the Indian diets, as well as the traditional Chinese diets. Bitters have always been part of the repertoire. And you've got a bitter taste bud on your tongue. So we were meant to eat bitters. So I'm bringing bitters back. And in so doing, people effortlessly lose more weight if they include certain bitter fruits, vegetables, herbs, spices, teas, even coffee is considered a bitter if they include that into the diet on a daily basis. So,
oh, I love coffee. I drink my coffee black now. So I've gone, like a year ago, I went to black coffee. And it's hard to get a black coffee, though, because you go into a coffee shop and you just say, I just want a black coffee. And they don't know what that is anymore, because everything has whipped cream on it and it's a frappy this and that. They just a black coffee. So that's there's not a problem with drinking coffee.
No, but it's the right kind of coffee that we need to discuss.
All right, we'll get into that after the break. So much to get into. And check out the new book. It's available on Amazon and at all of the major bookstores. around the country. It's called Radical Metabolism, and our guest for the hour is Ann Louise Gittleman. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Ann Louise Gittleman is here with us for the hour. Her website is annlouise.com. And there's no E in Ann. It's A-N-N and then Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, annlouise.com. Gittleman.com. And you could just Google also Anne Louise Gittleman. You'll also find that. You'll also find all of her books on Amazon and well stocked at most of the major bookstores, at least around here. I've seen her books at all the bookstores around here in Northeast Florida. Also, if you're listening tonight live on a Sunday night and you have a question of your own, send me an email, jim@christianmoney.com. Please put your city in the subject line so we know you're listening live, and put your question in. I'm not going to take every question, but I'll take some of the better ones, and we will ask our guest, Anne Louise Gittleman, your question. So, Anne Louise, right before the break, we were talking about coffee, and I was praying, dear God, I hope she says I can still have a black Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Well, you can have coffee. Let's just put it that way, because coffee has been shown to help heart disease, help ulcers, believe it or not, nervous disorders, reduces pain, could stave off Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and also has the ability to burn fat because of a particular antioxidant known as chlorogenic acid. So having said that, Jim, not all coffee is created equal. You want to get a coffee that is, number one, organic, because if not, you're drinking a cup of pesticides. So you want organic coffee, number one, and a coffee that is mold-free. Interestingly enough, coffee is a great source of mold in the diet.
Really?
Yeah, nobody really recognizes that, so it needs to be mold-free. And you want to get a light to medium roast because that has the highest amount of the fat-burning chlorogenic acid.
Okay, well, that's a good tip right there because I can pick a lighter roast especially when I'm at Starbucks.
An organic lighter roast.
Organic one too. I'm going to ask. I'm going to see what they can do for me. They're really going to give me that look because as it is, I already don't get the whipped cream and all that extra stuff on there. I'm like the most boring coffee order of the day. But now I'm going to go in there and say I want to go with the medium roast and I want to know if you can get me hooked up with organic. And
you got it.
We'll see what happens. Okay, now I did a word search on your book just to look at some of the words that sort of appear a lot. And so the word liver appears like 300 times in your book. And I heard that this is a big deal now, that people have unhealthy livers. And it's not just if you're an alcoholic, big, heavy drinker. I might have like a couple of beers a week or something, but I have been told that I might have a fatty liver. How does that happen if you're not a big drinker? Because that's historically what we think.
Sugar, fructose particularly.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of high fructose corn syrup, you know, that's hidden in food since the 70s. It became the sweetener of choice. That's number one. And then number two, I think part of it is a deficiency of certain nutrients that can defat or unclog the liver. And one of those nutrients is none other than choline, which is very deficient unless you're eating foods like non-GMO soy or soy lecithin. And so choline is one of the biggest nutrients that we're so deficient in this day and age. And according to some of the vitamin and mineral companies that test for micronutrients, you need at least 500 milligrams of choline 3 times a day to help defat your liver. So that would
wow, 3 times. See, I did buy some choline when I heard you on the radio a few weeks back, and also selenium. I also bought that, and I've been using the dropper to put that into my grapefruit juice.
Well, you're getting on the right road, I'm happy to say. But that choline is important. You got to continue it for at least 6 weeks.
Okay, so let's move forward and talk about, because somebody had emailed me earlier today. They said, I hope you're not going to have someone on that's going to be talking a lot about exercise, because I want to know, this is not me saying this, but one of our listeners, I hope there's a way to do it without exercise. There's so much information about exercise, and I don't know who to believe. So some people say, if you just walk for 2 or 3 miles a day, that's good enough. And then there's others that teach you should like sprint for like 20 seconds and then walk for 20 seconds. And then an article this week, don't do any of that. Just lift weights, that it's all about weightlifting. Does your book get into exercise at all? And, you know, for people that are in their 50s and 60s, you know, what are some things that we should be doing for physical exercise?
Well, exercise is important. It's moving your lymphatic system, which nobody talks about. And that is jumping on a trampoline for at least 10 to 15 minutes. That's one of the most important things people of this particular age should do, because you need to shuttle all the fat, the garbage through your system, very important in terms of the right brain and left brain synchronization, and also important and helpful for the joints, believe it or not. So jumping and rebounding, very, very important. That's number one. Moving on a daily basis, extremely important. We now know sitting is the new smoking. So if you're sitting at a sedentary job, you want to make sure that you're up and at them at least 5 minutes out of those 20 minutes that you're sitting. You know, I'm not a major exercise person, so I think less sometimes can be more. I think walking, making sure that you park your car far enough away where you can walk. I walk up the stairs whenever I can. And doing some sort of stretching on a daily basis, very important as we get older, hopefully growing older and wiser. And then I think some sort of, you know, weight-bearing exercise, maybe a super slow type of program 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay, well, that all sounds very reasonable. One other thing that I noticed in the book was iodine. And you hear things about iodine. You know, some people say you could be poisoned if you have iodine, and then others say you should take iodine. But I hear a lot of people recommending iodine now, and you just take like a little dropper, right? And you put some of that like in a cup of water or something, and you just drink that. Is that how you would take iodine?
Well, we need iodine for the thyroid. It is the most important mineral for the thyroid, and it can become displaced with too much fluoride in the water, too much bromide in your maybe Mountain Dew, whatever soft drinks people are drinking these days, and even chlorine in the water. So what we need to understand is how much iodine we actually need. So you go to the drugstore, Jim, and you get yourself a little bottle of colored iodine, like a tincture of iodine, and you give yourself a little quarter-sized quarter that you paint your arm with. So you paint a dab of it on your arm, inner arm, outer arm. You watch and see how long that takes to absorb into your system. If it absorbs within 24 hours, you need to take iodine. If it lasts for 24 hours, you're iodine sufficient. 98% of the people that we test need to take extra iodine. So what we do is we tell them to go out, get a Lugol solution, like a 2% Lugol. You can get it online. Start with 2 to 3 drops a day, and then paint your arm again after a week or two and see how long that takes to dissolve.
So you've got the big dropper, but you're just saying like 2 or 3 small drops out of the big dropper?
Oh, just two to three small drops, yeah.
Into maybe like a glass of, 8-ounce glass of water?
Well, it doesn't taste great. Water or something, maybe.
Yeah, you can mix it into a drink and that would work. All right, we've got another break coming up, so I don't want to unleash you on this topic, but it is one that I also love about your book, the issue of the unhealthy gut. And I want to talk about this because everybody's got different ideas. Some people are taking digestive enzymes. Other people are eating certain kinds of yogurt. Others are recommending certain kinds of cheese that will put that. Others are taking probiotics. So, folks, if this is something you're thinking about, the unhealthy gut, I think there's a lot to this. I really think a lot of today's sicknesses are coming from an unhealthy gut. We'll get into that in our next segment right after this break. Stay tuned.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Coming this year, we've got two more segments left. The book is Radical Metabolism, a powerful new plan to blast fat and reignite your energy in just 21 days. And Ana Louise, before we get into the gut, are you an East Coast or West Coast person? I'm just curious. Do you live in New York or out on the West Coast somewhere?
I'm a Connecticut-born West Coast person now. I'm in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, well, good for you. I was going to say, there is no way you're doing all this eating healthy if you're in New York City. But I know people do that. When I go back to where I'm from in Chicago, just smelling the food passing by, my stomach bulges out. The Italian beef sandwiches and the White Castle hamburgers. I mean, and the deep dish pizza. Don't even get me started. It's like 8,000 calories a day when I'm visiting my family in Chicago. Okay, so the gut. This is a big thing, and I hear it from everybody, but you don't know what to do. Is it yogurt? Is it probiotics? Digestive enzyme? Hydrochloric acid? Eat more broccoli? Do you think the gut is a big part of this, and what are your solutions for a sick gut?
Well, the gut is important because good probiotics and good bacteria means a skinny waistline, and so I think it's very important that we repair the gut. It's one of my radical rules in the book, for example. All diseases begin in the gut is something that we've regarded as a truism for many, many decades.
Yes, it is.
So I think what we have to understand is what feeds the bad bacteria, the pathogens, would be a lot of sugar, refined sugar, the high fructose corn syrup. That can create problems with yeast overgrowth, and so you're upsetting the balance in that microbiome. So we can't even go overboard on fruit, you know, Jim, especially if we have yeast overgrowth, because those levels can come up very quickly. So we have to be very careful with all the sugars that we're eating and the toxic foods that can impact the microbiome. That would be number one. And then number two, you have to nourish the good guys that you have in there. And that's where naturally fermented foods for many of us come into play. A little sauerkraut, a little miso, all of that is very important.
How about kimchi? I was just in South Korea for 2 weeks, and everything comes with kimchi.
Yeah, well, that's very important because those are foods that contain active microbes and organic acids that optimize intestinal pH. So that's true for most people unless that you have a histamine intolerance.
Yeah, it is interesting how some of these cultures, like when I was in South Korea, I was in Seoul for 2 weeks, very few overweight people. Except the visitors like me, you know, the people that live there. Do you think it is diet based, or can we just say, well, they have better genes than us?
No, it has nothing to do with genes. It has everything to do with diet and lifestyle.
Yeah, and a lot of them walk a lot. They're not, many of them don't have cars. They walk to the train, and then they walk from the train to their place of work, and they're active. They're physically active year-round. So speaking of sugar, we'll start getting to some of these questions. I thought this would be a perfect time to bring in this question from Dallas, Texas. They want to know about the whole food diet. Now, I tried the whole food diet, and it actually worked for me, but I went nuts because I started reading what was in food, and I couldn't find anything without sugar. I even bought like green beans, and on the can it had like 3 grams of sugar, and I'm throwing my hands up in the air in the grocery aisle. Why would you have sugar in green beans? It's like everything, it's like a plot, a conspiracy of sugar out there.
Well, not if you have food that doesn't come with, you know, come in cans and that is, you know, on the perimeter of the grocery store. You have to have a lot of fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, even frozen is okay in that regard. What you have to look for in sugar is anything that gives you over 4 grams of sugar per serving. So 4 grams is the key when you're looking at food.
Now, the whole food diet, do you know what that is? Do you like that, or is it too restrictive for people to stay on? I've seen people lose a tremendous amount of weight, but then they gain it back. They gain it back.
What are you referring to? Tom, tell me a little bit about the whole food diet.
Yeah, it's the idea behind it. The main idea behind it is to get rid of sugar, but then they also, I don't believe you can have dairy either. So no sugar, no dairy, and those are the main things. And so basically what your plate looks like is maybe like a chicken breast with green beans, but there's not going to be the starchy potatoes. You're not going to get the baked potato or the mashed potatoes. You're not going to have butter because butter has sugar. So you have to use the artificial butter. I forget what it's called. My wife uses it from the health food store. It's a replacement for butter. So it's mostly about getting sugar out of your diet. And it's not easy to do, but it does seem to work.
Well, I think it's a step in the right direction.
Now, another question about another diet, and I hope you don't get mad because I'm asking about other people's diets. Chicago wants to know about the Atkins diet. Is that still a thing, the Atkins diet?
Well, we've graduated to the ketogenic diet, which is a better fat diet. But people, listen, he did us a great service, Dr. Atkins. May he rest in peace. He was a very close friend of mine. And the reality is that sugar and carbohydrates are truly the problem with the American diet. It wasn't that we were eating too much fat back then. It was we were always eating too much sugar, too many carbohydrates. So lessening your carbs is the big lesson that he taught us. And I think that's a lesson that still holds true today. You want to reduce your carbohydrates, increase whole foods in terms of proteins, and this is what we talk about in radical metabolism, as well as certain oils and fats. Fats are your friend. Carbs are your enemies, especially sugar.
Now, that's interesting that you say that about fats, because it's okay to have some fats. I'll give you a crazy example. Is it okay for me to have a couple of slices of like turkey bacon with my eggs, with some eggs in the morning?
Why not? Absolutely.
So because we've always heard like fat makes you fat. That's correct,
fat,
right?
Makes you, yeah, but that's why you have to read Radical Metabolism. That is so wrong. That is so untrue. That is such a myth that needs to be buried once and for all. Fat doesn't make you fat. Sugar makes you fat. But it has to be the right fat that we can all metabolize, which is why we talk about certain oils in the book, which are the easiest ones for fat burning and are known as skinny fats.
Interesting. So there are good fats and bad fats.
Yeah, very much so. And you need more of the essential fats, which are the good fats in your diet. We talk a lot about those in terms of your hemp seed oil, which is now available in every health food store in the country. sesame seed oil, and even fat that comes from butter and cream, which is an omega-6, good essential fat.
Now, when you say hemp, because a lot of people are going to panic, I know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to be silly about it. But some people think you're talking about like this big movement now for legalized marijuana.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Tell us what the hemp is you're talking about.
It's hemp seed oil. It's the seed oil, which is an essential fatty acid, is what we're talking about, which is perfectly legal, no THC. It's available in every health food store in the country. It's very important because it contains an important essential fat that we're lacking in the diet that is essential for the skin. It's one of the reasons that your skin can stay taut, it can stay toned, and very tight when you lose weight. Because on my program, Radical Metabolism, your skin doesn't sag, bag, or drag. It remains very tight and trim, and that's because of the omega-6.
And I saw that picture of you on the Oprah cruise. I don't know how long ago that was, but you look great. You don't have any, I mean, you're like when I see these people with these diet books, some of them, they don't look so good. They look like they're sick. I mean, they've lost weight, but they don't look good. But you look like, I mean, you're really the perfect size, the perfect weight, and your skin looks vibrant. I mean,
it's the fats that I'm using. I use the hemp seed oil every day. I use a good omega-6s, CLA, GLA, alphabet soup that we talk about in the program. So I use the right kind of oils because I've been in the business long enough to know, Jim, that there's certain fats that come and go, but the importance of the essential fats is here to stay. And very important for your hormones. And so many women out there can't lose weight, have problems with their menstrual cycle, their PMS, their postmenopausal symptoms. It's all because they're not taking the right fats into their diet.
So this hemp seed oil, is this like a pill I take, or do I, like,
no,
a dropper?
It's an oil. It's an actual salad dressing oil.
Oh, so you, like, put it on food.
You put it on food. I had it tonight before our show.
Okay, that's why you sound so good.
Everybody's saying,
oh, she's on hemp seed oil. That's why she's got so much energy. Then you can have the munchies later, right? Just kidding. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk about fasting. Somebody has a question on that in our last segment. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful.
FakeTV.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
I'm going into the health food store tomorrow. I'm asking for hemp seed oil, and I'm not going to be ashamed because it's legal now in our state. Just kidding. This is a big misunderstanding, isn't it, Ann Louise? Ann Louise Gittleman is here with us, our final segment. What is it about hemp seed oil that people conflate that with being cannabis or marijuana?
Well, I guess it's from the same plant in some ways, so they mix it up. But this is not a hallucinogenic. This is totally legal. There's no THC, and people get tremendous results. It's also very protective against radiation and exposure to radiation.
And it's not going to like trigger a drug test at your work or anything like that because it's from the same plant.
No, it does not. I know we've had a lot of questions with many of my readers, but no, it does not.
Okay, great questions coming in here. I'm trying to consolidate them. Jacksonville, Florida wants to know about intermittent fasting. Now, I've heard a lot about this, and I have a good friend. He swears by this. He basically just says he randomly like meal skips. Now, I get kind of like a sugar, like a low. Like if I miss a couple of meals, that sounds good for him. But I get kind of, I'm not diabetic, but we have that in our family history. And I get a little bit, I don't know, just feeling like weak when I miss a meal or two.
Yeah, I have issues with that as well. But the science is very positive about intermittent fasting. It lowers blood sugar and insulin levels for those that have high blood sugar and are suffering from insulin resistance. And then it can also help to facilitate the loss of body fat, especially belly fat. So it's considered a way to give your whole digestive system a rest. Your body starts to repair itself. It rests and rejuvenates. Some people sleep better. And it allows your body to use fat for fuel, which is its ultimate fuel anyways. So there's a lot to be said for intermittent fasting. We talk about it a little bit in the book. I think people should maybe try it on for size and see how they do.
What about this idea, speaking of meals, like this idea of you don't have three meals, you have like six or seven tiny meals. Is that still a thing?
Becoming disproven that that's healthy because every time you eat, you're triggering the response of insulin. So that sometimes is not considered good for most people.
Okay. And is it still true that breakfast is like the most important thing? Like don't skip the breakfast.
For those of us that have blood sugar issues, it's very important. I have to eat 1 hour after getting up in the morning, and I think it should be a high-protein breakfast, quite personally, which is why my program includes a high-protein drink first thing in the morning.
Okay, very good. Now, Dallas, Texas, this is a great one, and I have a lot of people that buy my older books as well, although I like to, I always, what's your favorite book, Jim? It's always my newest book is my favorite book, but they want to know if they were to pick up, like, three of your books, would you suggest, like, three? I mean, obviously the new book, But are there a couple, two or three of the older ones that you would still say are solid for today and would be good for someone that maybe is gearing up for some life-changing, you know, dieting and health for the new year?
I would say my best-selling book would be Fat Flush Plan. So that would be very helpful. Fat Flush, number one, the new Fat Flush Plan, which was released in 2016, Radical Metabolism, of course. And then there's another one, which was a very interesting book called Zapped, and it's how electropollution is affecting our health.
And Dallas, again here, Dallas, Texas, someone wants to know, this is all confusing. They're saying, can you suggest how they can find someone like to help them? I don't know what this is. Is it like a nutritionist they would go to? Or I know people go to like Weight Watchers and different places and pay, you know, money. Is this something that people should try to do on their own? Or can you give her some advice on where to get like a coach or a nutritionist to maybe put her on a plan?
Well, if she's interested in following our plan, she would go to radicalmetabolism.com, and we would invite her into our Radical Metabolism group on Facebook, and we would give her one-to-one coaching, and we would cheerlead her on her way to any of her weight loss and health goals.
Wow. So you have that available, too. So you've got, I love that. So it's not just the books. You can, people can tap into you as well. Do you do that yourself, or do you have like a team of people, I would imagine, that do that?
I have a team, but I'm on there every day just making sure all the questions are answered adequately and appropriately.
Okay, very good. Now, one other quick topic here in your radical rules. You talk about rebuild your muscles. And, you know, I like to do just like you're using your own body weight kind of stuff like I do when I'm training at the martial arts school. But you see people with these, you know, you go to a gym and they're like, and they've got like 300 pounds on a bar and they're squatting and doing all these things. What kind of weight training do you think makes sense, especially for people that are a little bit older, 50s and 60s?
I think lightweight training makes sense. That's number one, maybe two or three times a week. And I personally go to a trainer. I have somebody watch me do all my lightweight training.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I do. That's kind
so
of
you're saying like maybe even like the little like 1 and 2 pound weights, because that's what we use in the martial arts school. And you do enough reps the right way,
right,
and a 1 pound weight is going to really be hard for you to be moving around. People laugh at that, but you can do a lot with a small weight. Isn't that right?
Oh, less is more is my motto these days. I absolutely believe that.
Okay, someone's asking here about red meat versus chicken, that they've heard you should stay away from red meat and focus mostly on chicken for your protein. And they also want to know about egg whites versus eating the regular egg that has the yolk in it.
Okay, so as we get older, we should be eating less meat. Why? Because meat is a source of heme iron. And we start stockpiling iron, which has been connected to heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and brown spots, believe it or not. So if you want to stay young and healthy, I'd only have red meat maybe once or twice a week and get a blood test where it tests your stored iron, which is a ferritin test.
Okay, but chicken, so if you do have a little bit of chicken, like maybe a salad with a little bit of chicken in there,
chicken breast.
Or turkey.
Chicken or turkey or some sort of seafood, maybe some shrimp would be lovely.
And what about the eggs? We've had people on who have said, no, don't go with the egg whites because you're robbing yourself of what's in that yolk, which is the best part of the egg. What do you say?
Go with the yolk, and that's no joke.
Okay, wow. So you're with that too. This is so interesting because so many of the things that people believe, and I see people ordering like the egg white omelet at Denny's, and then they get the hash browns with it and all of the cheese on it, and they think they're doing something good, but that little thing is not going to overcome the rest of what's going on that plate. Someone wants to talk about dieting here. They want to know, is this a diet or is this something you could stay on like for the rest of your life, as they say, a lifestyle change?
It's a lifestyle change. And there's a lot of, it's jam-packed, this book. I mean, we're busting every nutritional myth under the sun, but this is lifestyle. And again, we support you in the lifestyle change. You can take it step by step in little bites and pieces, but it's definitely lifestyle. I mean, I talk about how you should be cooking and what utensils you should be using. So this is definitely a radicalizing of your entire kitchen.
Wow. Wasn't there even something in your book about the kind of pans that you should use?
Yes, and the magnet trick, which is all in the book, and not using aluminum or aluminum foil, and my feelings about cast iron. It's all in the book.
So cast iron is bad.
Well, if you want to watch your iron, and, you know, there's a well-seasoned cast iron pan, people can argue, but you're still absorbing iron, and iron is a real increasing problem as we get over the age of 50 if we're females, and over the age of 19 if you're a male.
Last question, bottled water. They want to know, is it true that the plastics can get out of the bottle and get into the water and you're drinking plastic?
Sure, that's very true.
Really? Okay, well, we're drinking bottled water here, so I guess that we got to get rid of that.
Well, sometimes it's inconvenient, but I'm drinking from a glass bottle right this minute.
So do you use a water filter then?
Whole home has a water filtration system. I talk about that in the book, too. Yes,
okay.
I test the water so I know what toxins are here in the great state of Idaho. I have a system that blocks everything. It's a whole house filter, and then I carry around my filtered water in a glass bottle.
In a glass bottle. And are those the kind of products and things like that they would find if they went to your website?
Some of them they would be able to find, yes.
I just gave you an idea there, the Ann Louise Gittleman water bottle. The only one, you'd have to be like the only one that's safe to drink from so that everybody buys it. But my wife and I were talking about this last week that, you know, the whole water thing, because we drink so much water. It's like
it's a great source of BPA. People are getting a lot of plastics from their water bottles.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're just about out of time, about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts you want to tell people? Run out, get the book. It's Radical Metabolism. Your website is annlouise.com. You've got the support network. Anything else coming up? Any cruises or speaking engagements?
No, just another book on radical longevity in a couple of years.
Oh, radical longevity. I love that. That is fantastic. The people at Hachette just keep coming up with these winners with you. This is going to be another big top bestseller. Ann Louise Gittleman, thank you so much, man. We'd love to have you back again. I love the book, and we wish you the best.
And to you, too. Thank you so much.
If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.